run a single plow. And that's what they used to use. It's been a long time, but I ain't forgot.
Well now.
Well, the tornado never hit us.
No. No, it never. Sure thought it was over there for a while.
Well, you hear anything about it, where it was today or any time?
Well, it hit in Mississippi, and up in North Carolina, I understand.
Well, I am glad it didn't hit us.
Good morning.
Good morning. I am scared of storms.
Oh?
We haven't had one, have we?
No.
I haven't heard one, have you?
What? Storm? Mm-hmm. Lately? No. I ain't heard nothing about it.
Close by? Last night, Miss Daisy, it come a little blow. I was standing out there in the shed.
Mm-hmm.
Went out there to get something. And I was just going to come on back, you know, in the rain, but it started blowing.
Mm-hmm.
And it blew for half a minute.
Yeah.
You remember that?
Yes. We were sitting up down there at Doris's house. And that strong blow come. Well, it soon passed on.
Well, that's the same thing they got, except they got a little worse, isn't it?
Yeah.
And there was some lightning in it.
That's what scares me. Lightning.
See that little Tom Kiss? He's on the pool.
And the redhead.
Yeah. That redhead is a beauty. He's handsome. And back again.
You're talking about this garden out here, guys.
Yeah.
I said, Miss Daisy, you have to tell that boy what to plant. She said he's already read everything.
He never garden.
I said, reading don't make him.
No.
And so we got started. No, sir. That's not what counts, I don't believe.
I don't think so either, Miss Martha. I guess reading, I don't think it, because I never had chance to read much about things like that. Now, when I was able, I plant my garden in October, my winter garden. I plant in October. I'd plant beets, turnips, rutabagas, and collards, and things like that. Reddish, and carrots, and things like that. I'd plant them in October. Well, in the spring, in March, I plant my peas, and my beans, and my whatnot. And that would be going to carry me on up till summer.
And some snap beans.
Yes, the snap beans. Onions. I plant my onions in October. But we used to plant cold beans. You know, plant them. And then with six racks of stick up sticks for the vines that run home.
Mm-hmm.
And they would be just hanging. Some of the beans grow that long.
Yeah. on them sticks, do them last longer than the little bush beans?
Well, I don't know about lasting long, but it lasts till the crop was over. Then we'd take them up, you see.
But these little bush beans, you just get two or three pickings off them.
You just let them grow tall as real, you know, stick them.
No.
Bush beans.
Well, will they keep on bearing?
They'll bear a long time.
Oh, if you let them go, they'll keep on bearing.
Yeah, you just keep them picked. When they're ready, pick them. Pick them off and let them what's coming grow up. They last a long time.
A month?
Oh, yeah. They'll last a month. Good.
Yeah.
Them little. I like them. Them bunch beans. I just love beans. I love vegetables.
Yeah.
Let it be beans, peas, greens. Anything. I just love vegetables. Squash.
Yeah.
Now my daughter won't eat squash.
All this country growing squash, yeah, she won't eat squash.
No, she won't eat squash.
And she never would eat squash.
No. She don't plant squash. Well, she plants peas, collards, beans. Okra. That's about four she gets.
Well, if she had about a half an acre, it'd help her out with it.
And then they got a good space back there for a good garden. Big garden.
Have they?
Back there on the other end of her house.
Yeah.
All that man.
On the other side there towards.
Mm-hmm. And they can get it fixed, trust, but they don't have work. I tell them, I say, if I had all this ground on the back of my house, and I could get it tractored and fixed up like you all can, I say, I'd plant me some. He said, well, if you didn't have so many trees around your house, you might know. I said, them trees ain't taking up no room. I said, just look at the ground you got laying back there doing nothing. Lord, how sweet potato patch that they planted about four rows of sweet potatoes. Now I don't know where they ever got ammo off it to eat.
you
put stuff in the ground, you got to work it. Now you take up there where I work at. Now they got a garden. They have a little garden every year.
Oh, do they?
Yes, ma'am. Yes, sir. They plant onion, they plant beans, they plant squash, they plant greens and things like that. Now, he's eating greens out of his garden. Mustard, turnip, and then he get them out of his garden. They see him and his boy plants a garden together. But it's kind of funny. They have so many rows of peas.
Yeah.
Well, if Lamar got some on his row to pick and he's busy working, his daddy pick it, he'll get it for him, but he don't mix it. Said, this is Lamar's. This come off of Lamar's daisy. Yeah. And this is ours. I said, I thank you. Well, you see, I just got to fix it. Well, I fix Lamar's too. I fix his greens and what they put over there in a pan. When he knock off, he come get them. And she cooked greens. Well, you see, since his wife went back to work, she keeps the baby every day and fixed Lamar's them. Well, she don't cook his greens for his dinner. she cooked her greens and let him take his greens home. Yeah, and his wife be home where she cook them. She cook his greens. Now, his wife and baby is in Mississippi, so she cook for Lamar every day. They left Friday night. They'd be over there for a week.
But they don't mix their greens.
No, ma'am. They don't mix none of their stuff. What's Lamar's is his and his over here, where he can pick it up when he gets it. His dad will fix it, he gives it and fix it. Sometimes he tell me, my baby, when you get ours clean, then wash Lamar's. I wash his. I got a pan there to put his in, one to put ours in. We don't mix them. You fix them one at a time. These for this house and them for that house.
Well, Lamar, he picks his own sometimes.
Who? Picks his green?
He picks
he helps work the garden.
What does he?
He works his garden.
What now, dude?
Every Saturday, he wake up there all the morning, just about take all the time. He put it in his garden.
Just his garden?
In his part of the garden. Well, his dad done had all the week to work his out. So, Lamar ain't worked out. It ain't like he want. He fix it like he want. He is a smart boy. I feel kind of sorry for him when he couldn't play football and he couldn't join the Marines. That's what he wanted to do. That was his plan, going into the Marines. But after he hurt himself playing football, that stopped him from football and stopped him from the job. He hated it. Done something to his knee. The doctor worked and he worked at it, but he never did get it back where he would be able to run on it or do no heavy work. So after he found out he wasn't going to do what he wanted to do, he just come on back home and take his daddy's place on the farm.
Mm-hmm. And he's pretty smart.
Sir?
And he's pretty smart.
Yes, sir. He's smart. He got a smart wife. She works all the time. She teaches school. Now, when she... Well, she's the way you see, his mother, she don't teach no more. She takes care of the baby. I said she take care of the baby while the children's all away.
Now your daddy used a plow like this one out here.
Yes. That's what they were using then. You didn't see no tractor back there then. They used a plow.
Well, now this is a little plow, a little bit light.
Yes, it's just light. Well, they use that breaking light ground, you know, turning it over like the tractor now. But they had a bigger plow. They had what they call a two-horse plow. They hitch two mules to it. That's most of what they had in Georgia. Big mule. You can see so many horses. The most horses you see, it would be race horses, a man race horses. Well, they didn't ply them. They didn't use them for nothing but races.
That's right. I don't remember many horses that we ever worked to a plow.
That's right. They used mules.
Horse and mule. And you know, them little mules done mighty good.
That's right.
Because most of the work was light, you see.
Mm-hmm.
We didn't have much heavy work, Miss Lady.
Mm-hmm. Back there then.
Yeah.
We didn't have much heavy work.
And
but they had some big mules in Georgia. Great big mules.
Yeah.
They had some small.
Yeah. But just one farmer for his own stuff.
Mm-hmm.
That little mule's all he needed.
That's right.
And I like when you're, you know, putting the dirt to the
mm-hmm.
something.
Mm-hmm.
Or haring it, getting the weeds out. That ain't
yeah.
nothing to pull. You don't need a big mule for that.
No.
Well, you know, it's the same thing now. They have all these big tractors.
Mm-hmm.
And most of them weigh on the bigger than they need.
Mm-hmm.
I got that little old tractor. It's a 1952 model.
That's just right.
And it'll do everything about everything I want to do out here.
That's right.
Just about. The only thing is, it's slow pokey.
Well, I tell you, it's best to take time and do it right. And the rush and half do it.
Yeah.
So now that little tractor is slow, but it's short.
Yeah. Now this other tractor, you can't hardly run, keep up with it. But this little tractor, you can walk and keep up with it. And
well, did y'all find the case? The car you were talking about was lost.
Yeah, that was 50, yeah.
Oh, yes,
mm.
Yes.
How is it getting on? Fine.
Yes, yes. I tell you where, they put them in the funniest places. This one was way over there next to the fence. Almost, it was out in the open. Was up next to the fence, and he was laying up on a stump up where they cut the tree off. Up there on that little mound.
Yeah.
That's where she had him. And the wind was right in the northwest end.
Oh.
But you know, the wind don't get them. They're too.
No, sir.
They're
no.
right down in the grass,
mm-hmm.
you see. They're right on the ground. The wind don't bother them, and the snow
mm-hmm.
don't bother them, and the cold don't bother them. But it ain't good for them when it's warm. Now, that's curious, isn't it? They thrive. They do a whole lot better in cold weather like this. You know, even colder weather.
Well, they got plenty of warm clothes on. We don't get to them so good.
No. No. And down there where they lay down, you can put your hand down there and it'll be warm.
Mm-hmm.
How'd you learn to plant, what to plant?
Watching other folks.
Who'd you watch?
That's the way I learned.
Who'd you watch?
Well, the one I mostly watch was the woman I wait for some time. The white woman.
Miss Clark?
No, so that was in Georgia. I learned everything I know in Georgia. I ain't learned nothing with what I ain't learned nothing about God and taking care of nothing since I've been here. I always know when I come here.
Well, I'd like to know. I thought you knew Miss Clark up in Georgia.
hit Miss Carter.
Miss Clark.
No, I never did nothing then. Wash, none, things like that. I didn't have in no garden.
Oh.
I never hope to do nothing in the garden up there where I work at. And they used to plant a big garden.
Yeah.
But they just have a little bit of garden, huh? But I didn't have nothing to do with it.
Well, who is this woman up in Georgia then?
Who?
I don't know her.
She was, what's in Georgia?
Uh-huh.
No, sir, you don't know her. She was grown, an old lady. I know old lady, cause she could still work. She milked her own cows and took care of her milk. She done her own cooking and things like that. But she'd get somebody to clean house for her. And well, that's what I did there. The way I knowed what she was planting, I'd see her giving up her seeds and things like that. And I said, well, you gonna plant today? She said, yes, days I'm going to plant beans, and I'm going to plant tomatoes, I'm going to plant so and so and so. If it's in October, she's going to plant turnips, rutabagas, mustard, and onions, and things like radish, and things like that. That's what she's going to plant that day.
Now, that's, in other words, that's your system, too.
That's my system. What she done, it done well. So, I decided if it do good for her, it was good for me.
Yeah.
So, I kept it up. When I come to Florida, and I have my garden, I plant my winter garden in October. Of course, they plant here anytime. They plant anything they want, any time they want. But you can do it at home. But it's got to where things get killed in Florida just like it did in Georgia.
Taking out too many trees.
No, sir, it's not too much different in it now.
Yeah. Well, now, who was she, Miss Bessie?
Who was who?
That woman.
This woman? She was a Molden.
Molden.
That's what she was.
Molden. I don't know that name.
Well, you know that's a way back name.
Oh, is it?
Mm-hmm. Miss Molden. That was her name. She's named Sue Molden.
Miss Sue Molden.
Well, now. I don't know whether that was by marriage or by birth. When I met her, she was married and had a family. It was Miss Sue Molden. But how come she was a Molden, I don't know.
Well, now, you didn't live on her place.
Yes, sir. I live about 4 from her house. It's from here to my house.
You and some others?
Hmm?
You and some others, too?
Oh, yeah.
But she had a big place then.
Yeah.
Now, was that where your daddy lived?
Yes.
Yeah.
I don't know how many boys she had. Now it's been so long, but she had 3 or 4 boys. No, she had one named Jimmy, the one named Luther, and one named Samir. She had 1 or 2 more boys, but she didn't have but one girl. Her name was Irene Molden. But when she married, I don't know what she was. Because by then we had moved away. We wasn't working around the house now. And she married.
Well, now, Miss Molden, Miss Sue Molden, She didn't have a great big house.
No, sir, it wasn't a great big house, but it was a big one. It was big enough. It's as big as this one, baby.
Oh. Well, what'd you do in it?
To the house? Well, I tell you, the most I did, I would go in the morning and churn the milk. Well, when she got the milk put away, I washed up the milk things and put them up. Then I went home. She had somebody to clean, mop, and clean like that. I didn't do that.
So you never saw the house?
No.
Inside?
No. Never see her house inside? Yeah, so I went all over it. Going at different things, moving different things, and bringing her things out of the house sometimes. Yeah.
Two-story house?
You see, she had a woman that cooked for her. She had a woman cook. At where she finally got a cook, when I first noticed she didn't have one, but she did get one. I guess after the children came, but she didn't have so much time, you see, so she got her cook. She stayed there a long time. So that cook took care of the kitchen and the dining room. Well, that just left her in the house with the children until the day she wanted the house thoroughly clean. Then she'd have a woman, some of the women stay on the place, would go there and clean it. Well, that didn't have to be done every other day.
Oh.
When they done it, it lasted a while.
Oh.
I think folk was more careful then than it is now.
Didn't clutter up so bad?
Didn't muss up. Wasn't so careless about things. They tried to pick things and put them where they would be ready when they got ready for next time. But nowadays, young folk did. Things and gone.
They don't pick up.
They throw it down. But somebody else got to pick it up.
Who was who did the cooking for Daisy?
It was a woman by the name, I don't know what that woman was named. Nah, I forgot her name.
But she lived on the place.
Yes, ma'am. Nah, she lived about, like, from here to the lot. Her house was closed. Now, her house was just behind the garden.
Oh.
Mm-hmm.
But she'd have to go around this way and get in the road to go up to the house and go.
Yeah.
Then you didn't see no pump to get your walk. They had deep wells. On that place they had a well. I don't know how deep it was, but it was a deep one. Then, right below where we stayed, it was a big spring, a valve spring. The water just boiled up in there all the time. That was some good water. By the way, she kept her milk cool. She had milk cans. Oh, tall. Well, she had a chain stick, some kind of it. And she'd have a hook on that chain. Hang that can of milk on that hook and let it down in that well.
In the spring?
When they take it out of that. You wouldn't know whether it come out of the icebox or not.
Yeah.
It was so cool. In fact, I didn't see no iceboxes then.
Didn't need them.
No, didn't need them up there. But I didn't see mine. But I bet you they got them now. Up there.
Yeah. But see, the cook now, she cooked there for a good long time.
Yes, she cooked there a long time. She cooked there so long till I don't know when she left. I don't know where she died there or what happened to her. Of course, we left.
You left.
We left the place.
Well, how come she let you all leave, Miss?
Well, our daddy, he just got ready to move, and he moved. Now, I don't know the reason. I don't know the reason why.
Well, he could just do better, he thought, somewhere else.
Yeah, I guess he did. I don't know. About that, all I know, he left. He moved away from that.
Well, now, what was he doing?
He was working on a farm.
In the cotton and corn and all?
Yes, cotton, corn, sweet potatoes, and of course one thing.
But did he have his own that he worked on?
He was working for wages.
Yeah.
$10 a month. And I think my daddy must have had about. Five children, himself and his wife, which means seven in family, and he was working for $10 a month, and we lived out of
it. So you left.
Coal, you could buy as much for $1 then, and you can buy for $3 now.
Yeah, and then some.
It didn't take so much to live.
Well, and then you all worked.
That's right. We worked.
Now, when you
worked. We made a little bit.
When you churned for, you got a little out of that.
That's right. Well, when I churned for, I get milk.
Oh, yeah.
Every morning I churn. Well, I get about a gallon of milk. Yeah, about once a week, she'd give me about a half a pound of butter with the milk. Well, you see, that counted.
Yes.
Yes, sir, that counted. That hope a lot. Well, you see, we could drink milk every day.
Of
course, I had to churn every morning.
Mm-hmm.
Well, every morning when I churned, well, I carried my own bucket, and she'd fill it up with milk, and I'd go home. Well, you see, we could eat milk and bread. I love it today.
Mm-hmm.
Some folks don't, but I do.
And you had syrup and meat that you put
syrup and meat. And then my daddy, he raised chickens, plenty of chickens. So we could kill chickens when we got ready. We could eat eggs every morning. Because my daddy, he set his hens the year round. Some folks won't set them in the summer.
Oh.
But my daddy saw them all the year. When I was raising them, when everyone got ready to set out, set them. And that way, you keep hens coming, and you keep eggs all the time.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. But now you gonna stop setting them in May. Ain't gonna set no more now till September. But where you gonna get your eggs from? You gonna feed them all that time for nothing? So I fit mine when I get ready, and when she get ready, I'm ready.
Yeah.
I have egg when I was raising chicken. I had eggs all the year round. Had chickens to eat too.
Yeah, and that was good. You can cook them so many ways, Miss.
That's right.
And they're good hot and a good cold.
That's right.
Where did Aunt Ida live up there?
Well,
she lived with y'all?
No, sir. She didn't live with us. She lived way up in Georgia, next to Atlanta. That's where she lived. We were way down next to Macon.
Yeah. Well, you didn't know her.
Not so well.
So she come down here?
That's right. Not so well. Well, when she moved down to Rochelle, I knowed her, learned to know her good in Rochelle, Georgia. Because I stayed with her a long time.
Oh, but she's the one.
Mm-hmm. Of course, I was grown then. And I come down there to her. My father, he had been dead a long time. And my mother, she was with us. So I stayed with my mother. So my aunt come from Rochelle up to Gray, Georgia. That's where my mother was living, at Gray's, Georgia, in Jones County. My aunt, she was living in Rochelle, Georgia, in Wilcox County. So she come to visit my mother once. She asked my mother, could I go home with her and stay some? Well, along at that time, I had pretty bad health. I wasn't no good, Pa. So, my mother told her, yes, if I wanted to, I could go. But if I didn't want to go, she didn't want me to go. So she asked me if I would go. Well, I told her, yes, so I'd come on home with her. Then I learned to know her good.
But you was grown?
Oh, yeah, I was grown.
And didn't have good health?
No. Mr. Myers, for 4 years, I wasn't a bit of good, you might say. I'd feel pretty good one day. Next day, I may be in the bed for two. I tell you what happened. I went to the doctor, went. Well, I didn't see what he was doing. So last time I went, he said, I don't see nothing to be done for you but give you an operation. I said, for what? He said, well, that's all I'm going to tell you, to have an operation. I said, well, what is it for? All he could tell me, I had to have one for God where. Well, that tells me, well, you don't know what you're going to cut me for, and you don't cut me at all. And I didn't let him do it. I told him, I said, well, I won't have no operation. Same, won't have no operation. I didn't go back to him no more. I didn't go back to him no more. So I come on down here to Rochelle with my aunt, and I stayed there good while. My health commenced to getting better. I commenced to getting strong. I got to where I could work and do things and wasn't under no doctor at all. So finally I come on down here. After me and Ben married, we married in Rochelle. Well, after we married, after my health got good enough to marry, then we stayed on there. All my children were born in Wilcox County.
And you're living with your aunt?
Oh, after I married, I left her. We went to our own house.
Close by?
Close by. About a mile from where she was. So then, my first child, he was born in her house, at my aunt's house. You know, I had to stay there so long. Well, I'd be doing it after the baby was 9 days old. Well, then I could do little things. When he got a little older, I could do bigger things.
Mm-hmm.
Still, I got to stay here 5 weeks.
Uh-huh.
I stayed. But I looked out for the next time. I told him from now on, I don't care how many I have, he's going to be born in my house.
Mm-hmm.
Then when I get able to do little things, I can be doing little things in my own house.
Mm-hmm.
The older you get, the more I can do, and I can do it in my own house. If I can stay here and do things for you 5 or 6 weeks, well, my house needs, I can go nowhere.
Well, Miss Daisy, huh?
The rest of them was born in Daisy's house.
Yeah.
Well, now, where'd you get? Was that over there at Mr. Clark's place?
When the children were born. That's where I was living when my first one was born.
Oh, your aunt lived on his?
No, she lived on somebody else's place. But I just went to her house.
Oh.
Mm-hmm. At the time.
And she lived on Mr. Clark's place?
No, she didn't live on Mr. Clark's place. She lived on Mr. I can't think of the man's name now.
But she was about
3 miles from me then.
Oh.
We was way apart.
Yeah.
But I went there. They carried me there before the baby was born.
Oh, so you'd have help, yeah.
Some place to stay.
Mm-hmm.
So the next one, that was Doris. But she was going in my house.
And that was Mr. Clark's place?
That was at Mr. Clark's place.
Yeah. So he was your friend?
Yeah. Reuben, that's my baby. That's my little. He was going in my house. That was in Seminole, Georgia. That was about 5 or 6 miles from my aunt.
Oh, you just moved around?
Yeah. I had no place to go. When my husband got ready to go somewhere, I said, I hate to go with him.
And he just moved around?
Yeah, you know, he moved around every once in a while. But he didn't move all the time. You see, Mr. Clark, I don't know what happened, but he left that place up there. It wasn't his. He was a kind of overseer or something there. And I don't know what happened, but anyway, he got tired of somewhere.
So he come
on down here.
Uh-huh.
Well, he left us up there doing all that. But he still wanted Ben to be with him.
Yeah.
But he was. So that's how we got here, following him.
Yeah.
Then, after we got here and got settled, something happened between him and Mr. Blackshear.
Yeah.
Mr. Blackshear had him here, had Mr. Clark to come here, up there to the junction.
He just wasn't making enough money, that's all.
Well, I don't know. But that's something. But I think we've got along pretty good.
Now, your aunt, she had left home and gone up there towards Atlanta.
That's where she was living.
Yes. But she wasn't brought up there.
Brought up where?
She was brought up down there where your mama lived.
Oh, yeah. But now you see, my aunt, she was to Rochelle, and we all was at Gray's, Georgia, and she was in Rochelle, Georgia. Well, now my mother and my two sisters, they was in Birmingham, Alabama. That's where they was. They were living there. And we were living in Rochelle. Well, whilst they were still there, I moved down here to Florida, up there to the junction.
Mm-hmm.
Well, they were still in Alabama, my sisters and my mother. My mother was up there with my sister.
You're really scattered, Miss Daisy.
Oh, yeah, we were scattered. You know, I've always been off to myself, just about. I ain't never lived just right up under my family.
Uh-huh.
And I think it's nice. I never did like it. You know, you can be too close.
Oh, yeah, I guess, yes, I guess that's right.
Yes, ma'am. You know, folks love to meddle into your business. Some of them do.
Yeah.
They like to tell you what to do and what not to do. Well, if you ain't well, they can walk over there so easy. They can't tell you nothing when they know anything you done done.
Well, Miss Dana, what I was getting at was, Miss Ida, she had left home and got off, and she had learned to write smart somewhere.
What? So she done what?
She had learned to write smart.
Oh, yes, she is pretty smart.
Well,
she never had no children. My aunt didn't. She didn't have a child. She was the mother of one, and had the measles, so she said. I didn't know much about her then. And they didn't know what was wrong with the baby.
Oh.
Had the baby out and rain, and baby got wet in the measles. Went in on it.
Yeah.
But you know, I didn't ask her what I always wanted to. But what the baby doing out in the rain? Whew, I wanted to ask her that so bad I didn't know what to do, but you couldn't meddle into her business.
Oh, really?
No, sir. You better not.
Oh.
But I wondered, what was they doing with the baby out in the rain? I thinks about that now.
You couldn't meddle in her business?
No, sirree. You better know.
Is that right?
But she meddle into yours. She asked you or say anything. She felt like saying to you, but don't do that to her. You know, that's when I say I think it's so nice to be spaced. Don't be so close. Of course, me and her got along all right. You know what? And I was staying with her. Whatever she said do, Daisy, that's what Daisy done. Whatever she said don't do, Daisy, that's what Daisy didn't do.
Well, not such as.
Mm-hmm. That's right. So that's the way we go. Well, when she come to have to stay with me, that was the same thing.
I
had all of them one time.
When you was with her and you done what she said done, so how you mean?
Just like I might want to go somewhere. I said, well, thanks. That's what we call it. I think I'll go sit and sit your place. She said to me like this, you ain't got no business there. I said, oh, if you think not, I think the same. You know, that's the way you have to get along with them.
Well, Well, now, where would you be going where she wouldn't think?
Well, maybe just going out to visit some of the neighbors or going to somebody's house or something. But she go when she get ready. Stay long as she please.
Oh, she did go pretty much?
Sure. All these big meetings and church and things like that, she had to attend. All right? While she was gone, I had to take care of her house when I stayed there.
Well, now, I never heard about all those meetings she went to, Miss Stacy.
Well, you see, it would be a thing they call Minister and Deacon's Union. She go there. I didn't care where it was at. You know, she'd worry, but she'd save her money. She go to associations, and sometimes she'd be gone 3 or 4 days.
She would.
Yeah. Well, when I was there, I had to take care of the house. Cook, wash, iron, and do everything. But when I married and got in my house, I didn't have it to do. But that didn't keep her from going. She went right on.
Now, you talking about Georgia?
Georgia, yes, in Georgia.
Is that when she asked your mama if you could go live with her?
Yes, in Georgia.
Yeah, and then you could take her out of the house for her, and she could go to meetings.
Go to these meetings.
And she went to those meetings 2 or 3 days
at
a time.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Let me see. She'd go to the Sunday School Convention. She go to Minister and Deacon Union, and she go to the association. That was connected with the church, you see.
Yes.
Oh no. These societies, and can she belong to some kind of society? But I don't know, not just what they were.
There wasn't.
She attend them.
That wasn't, they wasn't connected with the church.
No, sir. They wasn't connected to the church. But yes, sir, she went. She go. But I always liked it home. I never tried to keep up with everything, all these four-way things and what was going on. Not that. I stayed home. So when my second child was born, she was born at home. When the third one was born, he was born at home in my house.
Well,
she had to come to my house and wait on me. So when the 9 days was out, she could go home if she wanted. But she'd go home, but she'd come back. She was good to me, in a way, but she wasn't mean her for long. All right. But one thing, Mr. Meyer, you got to learn to get along with folks.
And if they don't think you ought to go somewhere?
Mm-hmm. Well, I did her like that, but I don't do everybody like that. I tell them I'm going sitting in such a place, so I thought I was going. But they might don't know what I'm going. Never going cause I want to go ahead. But I didn't tell her that.
See, Banks is interesting. We had the wrong idea about Banks.
Banks.
Yes.
Had the wrong order about it.
Yes.
Well,
I just thought she's another field hand.
Huh?
But she went places.
Oh yes. Well, until she couldn't go. After she come, she would attend all these meetings and things for a long time. She went till she couldn't go.
Yeah.
You mean in the church meetings and things?
Yes, ma'am.
Yes, and then societies outside of church.
Oh.
Now, but when she come home, she'd talk to you about what she
done.
Yes,
me and her would talk it over. When she come home, she'd tell me what they did, and how much money they raised, and how it was spent, and all them things you talk about. I just listened to it.
Yeah.
What they had to pay in this collection and what they had to pay in that one. That would be her talk.
There's a whole lot of collections, wasn't there?
Plenty of them. All kinds. That we not quit fooling with them.
Always passing the hat.
That's right. Hat or basket or something. For your money, different thing, different thing.
And then they've got that nice thing where you march around the table. And
yeah.
Just throw it out there where everybody can see it.
Can see it. And somebody's rocking. See what I put up there on that table. See what you put up there. How much me smiles. All right. Now, that's what they're going to talk about next week when we come home. Well, do you know so-and-so didn't put but a dime on the table or something? I didn't see.
I didn't know what they were interested in mostly at those meetings. Of course, they see everybody.
Oh, yes.
And they get in a lot of visiting.
Yeah, they see everybody. I think they learn right smart in them. Oh, the hells are right smart. Different things and talking. But I tell you, Mr. Meyer, the main thing is your money. Now, you know what our enrollment is this year? That little bit of church. Now, that's just a church enrollment. $50. Well, what is it going to be? You know, sometimes I say, well, what in the world do they do with all this money? Well, they give so much to this college. They give so much to that money. They give so much to signature to call. Make out like it's helping the aged. They give them so much. And I bet they don't give them enough out, these old folks, enough out of it to feed them a day. And they do nothing with the pile all that money up there. Divide it amongst them heads.
Now, who is it pays $50?
Our church. That's our church's system. Well, now,
they pay that much into the association.
That's just for having your church. That's just your church enrollment. Well, the deacons so much. Each member pays so much. Sunday school so much, BTU so much. Now that comes from them heads. They write you a letter that long, telling you what to do and what they want you to do. All right, we give ours up together. We take it to Gainesville, to that big church up. They have a meeting there to receive all the money in this district. They take it to Gainesville. Well, then they have one or two men's and women's get it together and scatter. But some of them, I'll be honest, I might have done wrong, but I done it. And I ain't felt condemned yet. I quit paying all of them dollars and all them 50 cents they asked me for. Then they try to tell me this. Well, you know the tenth of what you make belong to the Lord, and that's the only way you can give him. I said, that ain't the only way I can give him. Well, so I can do right and be honest. In his sight, as I can give him that. And says, if I give all them dollars and 50 cents is y'all telling me to give, I said, that'll be over my tenth. I said, cause I don't make that much.
They let you know.
So they let me know?
Yeah.
Oh yeah, they let me know. Well, you see, if I had it, I would do more. But I ain't got the money they want. And I sure ain't gonna borrow no. I ain't gonna try.
But they let you know that that's...
Oh yes, they let you know. We've been had our notice. Long time, I think the post carried up there next month.
You passed due?
No, I think Willie Towns, I think she takes ours. And I don't know who takes the other churches, but I think Willie takes ours. But it'd be a bunch of them to meet up there. I think it's next month.
Yeah. It'll be a big occasion when they all get there.
That's right. Busy. Counting their money.
Now, Banks was right in on that.
Oh, yes. Banks was right there. Looking in on him and seeing. And if they done something she didn't like it, she would tell him, I don't think you ought to do it.
Oh.
Because it ain't right. Oh, yeah, she'd argue with them as quick up there in them meetings as she would at home. She didn't care. She paid her money, and she thought if she paid her money, she had a right to speak however she wanted to. If she thought it wasn't right, she felt like she had a right to tell them. I feel so, too.
Now, she paid her tenth.
Oh, yes, sir. She paid all of hers. Until what it was, the assessment or the tax or the asked of it. She paid it all.
Yeah. Well, now,
as I said, when she died, she didn't owe the church nothing. Not a penny.
What happened to her when she died, Miss Daisy?
Well, old age, I reckon. I don't know what was her sickness. I don't know what was there. Somebody said, doctor said she had high blood and something. I don't know what was wrong. But you know, she was sick a long time.
Oh, she was?
Yes. She was sick over there a long time. Doris had to go Lake City and get her, bring her here to us. Well, they wouldn't put her to my house. Doris said she didn't want her there because I wasn't able to wait on her. She wanted her to her house because she was able to wait on her. So that's where
they had to wait on her.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Oh.